Welcome to Managing Uncertainty, a podcast series from the experts at BrightPath discussing global risk, business continuity, and crisis management. Will you be ready to lead your organization through its critical moment?
Hello and welcome to the Managing Uncertainty podcast. This is Brian Strauser, Principal and Chief Executive here at BrightPath. I'm flying solo again today due to Minnesota's stay-at-home and social distancing guidelines that we have in place, as I'm sure you are dealing with in your own workplace today. I hope that you are doing well. I want to spend just a little bit of time and talk about social distancing guidelines for businesses. As you start to think about reopening or returning to the office or other environment that you might work in, what social distancing, what PPE might look like in this environment. And so I want to talk through some things that we've been thinking about that we've been doing with other clients. And hopefully this gives you some advice on how to implement these in your own business. I'll start by saying something we've said before, and that is that we have absolutely no idea what government is going to do, what government might require of you in order to return to the office. And you may see state by state, county by county, city by city, differences, large and small, in what those requirements are. But here are some things that we've seen put into place in businesses that have to be open right now, and things that we expect would be on your menu of things to consider as you think about reopening and going back to the office or reopening your small retail store or bakery or whatever your business is. The first is that you really have to think about the entire structure that you have for your business and start thinking about it in terms of social distancing. And so I'll start with something basic, and that is like walking down the hallway or going down a walkway. What we've seen be effective, what the CDC is recommending in critical infrastructure already, is to create some kind of barrier or delineation that creates one-way lanes in walkways and hallways and those kind of things that allow folks to move throughout the building while maintaining social distancing. You can do this with tape, right? You can run tape down the middle of a hall and go, if you're going down this hall, this is you're going to walk on the right. If you're coming the other way down the hall, you're going to walk on the left. If you're looking at it from one end, and use tape. The best tape to use for this kind of thing on carpet is typically like gaffer's tape. You can get it from an audiovisual store. It's a little stickier, but it comes up really easy and typically doesn't leave residue. But work with your facilities folks on that. But start to think about how do you delineate lanes for folks to walk through. And then start thinking about your break rooms and your conference rooms, your meeting rooms. If you're going to social distance, you need to have folks sitting at least 6 feet apart, or you need to put a physical barrier in place so that they are not, there's no likelihood of a cough or a sneeze for those droplets to circulate throughout the room, right? So you could take your break room and put up some plexiglass or plastic barriers to segregate the seats, or you can take every other seat. Make sure folks are 6 feet apart and just remove those seats or put, cross off those chairs with tape or a sign or what have you. The same thing for conference rooms. If you think about being in a conference room, you need to have folks at least 6 feet apart in there. So you're probably losing half of your capacity or so. But I think it's also worth thinking about from just a practice standpoint, are you going to use that conference room for a meeting? Given the kind of the current situation, or would you just have folks do the meeting virtually like you have been for the last several weeks, whether they're doing that from their desk or something else? Elevators. So elevators, particularly in some parts of the world, are quite crowded. So you'll want to think about setting a maximum number per elevator, and if you have to use tape on the floor to delineate where needed. I've seen crowded elevators here, even here in Minnesota this year, but I think about being in some other countries and the elevators really get crammed. And this is definitely a place where social distancing can become a challenge. The big one is to take a look at your office layout and look at where folks are sitting, where your employees are sitting, and particularly where you think about cubes or shared offices. How do you get them at least 6 feet apart? And you may have to reposition or reconfigure the floor layout in order to accomplish that. Not a small task and something that you'll want to think about sooner rather than later just due to time constraints. in terms of getting this done in time. As far as meetings go, I'm not sure we would recommend, as I said, in-person or same-room meetings, and certainly no travel to meetings right now in the return-to-office stage. You can use your conferencing or video conferencing and collaboration systems. Again, if you're holding meetings in person, chairs should be at least 6 feet apart, and you'll want to wipe the surfaces down after the in-person meeting so that the next group coming in the room has a clean surface to work from. Should also make sanitation wipes that are approved by the EPA for use against coronavirus. If you can get them, you want to make those wipes available for workstations, offices, cubicles, bathrooms, etc., so that folks can wipe their workspace down. PPE is another factor here, and there's a lot of mixed opinions on this, except when we're talking about, you know, production, manufacturing, where you have to be in close quarters to do the work. Meat processing, food processing, those are places where you're really kind of shoulder to shoulder, but you might be so in other manufacturing as well. So if you're in close quarters, certainly appropriate PPE, I think, is necessary. The guidance from the CDC is that it's necessary. Physical barriers on a food production line or any line where you have to be kind of shoulder to shoulder with each other are critical. The CDC released new interim guidance on meat processing yesterday. At the time that we're recording this on April 28th. The CDC published guidance on April 27th about the PPE and social distancing requirements in food processing. It's definitely something to look at if you're in manufacturing to get ideas about how to approach this. But in the office environment, you know, there's a lot of mixed opinions about what to do with PPE. And certainly, I think we're going to see some guidance on this from some jurisdictions, state and local, perhaps county, about, you know, wearing cloth masks, or perhaps your landlord is going to mandate that cloth masks be worn. So here you have decisions to make as a company about, will you provide cloth masks or other masks in that environment if you can obtain them? Will you allow employees to wear their own masks if they have access to them? Those are all questions to determine. And to be honest, you know, if you're wearing a cloth mask in an office environment for 8-10 hours, that's not a very comfortable thing to do. So certainly this is one I think worth thinking through as a company on what your approach should be. As you think about promoting social distancing within your facility, consider encouraging single file movement, and certainly taping the hallways, as we talked about, is one way to do that. If you have a lot of folks in the building, having workers or supervisors that can manage and facilitate social distancing until that is a good habit within your organization is a good thing to consider. Where necessary, if you had a lot of folks in the building and they're working on a schedule, they're doing shift work, think about staggering the break times and shifts so you don't have groups of workers during the breaks in the break room or the bathroom, or staggering their arrival and departure time for the same reason. Where you can, provide visual cues such as floor tape or markings, signing, as reminders to maintain social distancing. I would actively encourage avoiding any carpooling in order to avoid that issue, unless they're folks that live together. And if you're running any kind of company transit, buses, et cetera, shuttles, then set up those vehicles to enforce social distancing. So you've got staggered seating, staggered rows in order to do that. And that might require you to run additional shuttles, but that will let you keep the social distancing requirements in place. Another thing to consider is temperature screening for visitors and employees coming into the facility. And again, this might be something that's mandated by government, but you can do handheld temperature screening if you can get a hold of the handheld thermometers. These are the ones you use, like a laser on the forehead, or you can get more expensive infrared cameras. There are cameras that are FDA certified to detect fever, and it will, you know, look at a broader field of vision, perhaps like your entrance, and look for folks that, you know, are above the temperature that you're setting. And they're also much faster. They work and detect much more quickly than the handheld thermometers. But again, these are things you should think about and consider what is really necessary for the risks that you're going to face, or what might be necessary for the for the what your jurisdictional requirements are from your county, your city, or your state. So these are a few things to think about in terms of social distancing and PPE as you build out your strategy to return to the office. If there's anything here that we can help with, we're helping a number of clients with this particular challenge right now. Reach out to us anytime at contact@brightpath.com or give us a call at 612-235-6435. That's it for this edition of the Managing Uncertainty Podcast. We'll be back next week with another new episode. Be well.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Managing Uncertainty, produced by the experts at BrightPath. To receive notifications of new episodes, join our newsletter at brightpath.com or subscribe to your favorite podcast player, such as iTunes or Google Play. Learn more about the services and trusted advice from BrightPath by visiting brightpath.com. That's BrightPath.com.